This is the Renewed Minds with Leslie O'Hare podcast. Your host, Leslie O'Hare, mindset life coach, TV personality, TEDx speaker, and author, created this podcast to empower and inspire women and teen girls to cultivate a growth mindset that can revolutionize their lives. Renewed Minds is more than a talk show. It's a pillar of motivation, a source of inspiration, and a gateway to boundless possibilities. It's a platform for engaging conversations that spark change. Let's start the conversation. Here's Leslie.
Welcome to the Renewed Minds Podcast. I'm your host, Leslie O'Hare. Our commitment via this podcast is to provide transformative stories that resonate, spark meaningful conversations, and empower women and teen girls to cultivate a growth mindset. With that being said, today I'm actually doing something a little bit different. I'm going to be doing a talk on the topic Pushing Through the Crowd, which is coming straight from Matthew chapter 9, the 20th chapter, Matthew chapter 9, the 20 to the 22nd verse. I am so excited to bring this message to you today. I decided to do this because as women, we juggle 10,000 balls in the air on any given day. And sometimes juggling all those balls tend to take away a little bit of our identity. I want you to know throughout this message that you have the right to push through the crowd. Join me, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and when we return, I will be talking about pushing through the crowd and getting you to the next level in your life. Back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Leslie O'Hare, the host and creator of the Renewed Minds podcast. I want to share why I started this podcast. The genesis of this show traces back to a period of significant life challenges where I faced a pivotal decision: succumb to life's struggles or courageously rise above them. I chose bravery. Surviving required rewiring my mindset. Embracing a growth mindset became my lifeline. I recognize that my story is not unique. Countless women face adversity and uncertainties, while teen girls navigate challenges like peer pressure, bullying, and the weight carried by those I refer to as fatherless girls, young women shouldering the burden of parental absence. My mission is clear: to inspire women and teen girls to control their mindset, emotions, and behavior, enabling them to overcome obstacles. My team and I need your help to continue this mission. Visit renewedmindspodcast.com to contribute. Every donation, big or small, fuels our conversations and empowers our audience. Join us in empowering women and teen girls to embrace growth, resilience, and achieve mental well-being, one woman, one teen girl at a time. Please visit renewedmindspodcast.com to become an advertiser or to contribute to the show. Thank you for being part of our journey towards mental freedom for women and teen girls.
I hope this message today will take you on a journey of self-discovery, empowerment, and transformation. It's a journey that will challenge you, inspire you, and ultimately propel you towards greatness. Before I dive into the actual message, I want to set the stage a little bit to tell you a little bit about what we're going to be talking about. When I reference pushing through the crowd, it's about rising above the noise, the negativity, and the doubt that holds you back. We're going to explore the power of courage, the courage to stand up for what you believe in, chase your dreams relentlessly, and refuse to allow fear to dictate your life. I'm going to dive into faith, not just religious faith, but unwavering belief in yourself, in your dreams, and in the infinite possibilities that lies ahead. And talk about healing, the healing that goes so far beyond physical ailments and touches the depths of your soul. It's about letting go of past hurts, forgiving yourselves and others, and stepping into a future filled with possibilities. I want you to remember this: You are capable of achieving anything that your heart desires and anything that you put your mind to. You are worthy of love, of success, and all the blessings that God has for you. Let's make today the first day on this journey towards pushing through the crowd a little brighter, a little bolder, and more fulfilling on the inside and out. Together, let's push through the crowd and emerge stronger, wiser, and more empowered than ever before. I mentioned earlier that this message, pushing through the crowd, is coming from Matthew chapter 9, the 20th through the 22nd verse. And it says, "And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood for 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be made whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was whole from that hour." Imagine for a second yourself in her shoes. Imagine the desperation, the pain, and the longing for healing that consumed her every moment. This woman had been suffering for 12 years, plagued with a condition not only that drained her physically, but also isolated her and made her feel hopeless. But despite her suffering, despite her despair, this woman held on to the glimmer of hope. The hope that she could just touch the hem of Jesus Christ's garment and she would be healed. It was a bold, audacious belief fueled by an unwavering faith in the power of this man called Jesus. And so, with every ounce of strength that she had in her, she pushed through the crowd, ignoring the stares and the whispers that followed her every way. She reached out her hand, trembling with anticipation, and touched the edge of Jesus' cloak. And in that moment, something miraculous happened. Jesus turned and saw her not just as a face in the crowd, but as a beloved daughter deserving of love and compassion. He spoke words of affirmation and compassion over her and healing over her, telling her, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you whole." Can you imagine the flood of emotions that had to wash over her at that very moment? Relief, gratitude, and an overwhelming feeling of joy flooding through her body. For the first time in 12 years, she was whole physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Now let's take a little closer look at what Jesus said to her. He didn't say, "You're healed." No, he said, "Your faith has healed you." He recognized the power of her faith, the faith of unwavering belief that propelled her to push through the crowd to reach out to him. And that, my friends, is the heart of this story. It's about faith. It's about courage and the power of belief. No matter how desperate our circumstances, there's always hope. Hope in the form of a loving Savior who sees you, hears you, loves you, and only wants the best for you. Picture this for a moment. The woman has an issue of blood, and she's so desperate that she's pushing through the crowd and she's trying to get to Jesus. But on the left side, on the right side, behind her, I can only imagine that the crowds that she's pushing through, they're whispering. They're judging her. They're looking down on her. But she is not letting that adversity stop her one minute. But what she's doing, she's pushing through the doubt. She's pushing through the fear. She's pushing through the pain. She's pushing through the anguish. She's pushing through the depression. She's pushing through the anxiety. She is pushing so ferociously through this crowd that she just knows that if she can just get to the end of the line and touched the edge of Jesus Christ's garment, she would be made whole. She would be made whole, and the 12 years of suffering that she has experienced would go away. So then Jesus looks back at her and says, "You are whole. You are healed." So I ask you today, what crowd are you pushing through? Is it doubt? Is it financial struggles? Is it a divorce? Is it a broken relationship? Is it a child that's gone wayward? What is your crowd? What is it that you are allowing to hold you back and take you off course? What is it that you are allowing to take you off course and take your mind, your heart, your spirit, your every fiber of your being off of Jesus? Because remember, breaking through barriers really is not easy. It really requires courage. It requires determination and an unwavering belief in yourself and in your dreams, and immediately being obedient to the instruction that God gives you. Because when God speaks to us, He expects for us to move. And it reminds me of a story of myself. I just remember minding my business one day, my own business one day, and I'm watching television and I can just feel that little nudge from God, and He's saying, hey, do you hear me? But I'm not listening because I'm binge watching Netflix and eating snacks and minding my own business. And who really wants to listen at that point in time when God's talking, right? When we're having a good time watching a great movie. But here's the thing. No matter how many movies I was watching, no matter what snacks I was eating, God loves me so much that He kept nudging me and nudging me. And eventually, God gets a little bit louder. He gets a little bit louder. And eventually, it sounded more like this. Hey, I'm talking to you. Do you remember that thing I told you to do? Hey, get off your butt and do it. I'm guiding you. I'm talking to you. I'm speaking to you. And I am speaking your purpose into you. I need you to listen. And we know that when God comes to us and He begins to shout, that is time to listen. Because God doesn't have a snooze button when He comes to us. And He's not dealing with the procrastination-friendly type of reminders to get us up and to get going. But what He is expecting us to do is to move forward. And I can tell you, when I finally made the decision to stop being stubborn, and really it wasn't me being stubborn, it was more of me being afraid. More of me being afraid to push forward, afraid of failure in such a way that I don't want to let God down first. And then I don't want to let myself down. And then I don't want to let the people around me who are supporting me down. But one thing I had to remember, because the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, if I spoke this into you, then I have given you the power to be able to move forward, to do exactly what I told you to do, when I told you to do it, and trust that I'm going to take care of everything else. So I encourage you today, because God is talking to you. I encourage you today that as God's speaking to you, that you are obedient, that you listen for the instructions, and that you immediately move into action. Picture this for a moment. A ship sailing across the vast ocean. What guides that ship through the stormy seas and through the darkness of night? It is the lighthouse. It is the light of the lighthouse, the beacon of hope, and the direction that leads the way. My sisters, our vision serves as our lighthouse. It illuminates our path, gives us clarity and direction in the midst of life's storms. When we have a clear vision for our lives, when we know exactly where we're going and why, we become an unstoppable force of nature. But here's a thing about nature. It's not just about seeing with your eyes, it's about seeing with your heart and your soul. It's about tapping into that inner knowing, that deep-seated conviction that we are meant for something greater. What is your vision? What is that burning desire that lives right inside of you that keeps you up all night long? Take a moment to think about it. Close your eyes and envision it. Feel it deep down in your bones to your very, very core. Let that vision guide you, inspire you, and propel you forward onto your journey. Now let's talk about faith. Faith is the fuel that powers our vision. It's the trust in knowing that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Cultivating unwavering faith requires practice, it requires patience, and it requires trust. So how do you strengthen your faith? How do you nurture that flame until it becomes an unstoppable inferno? One word, surrender. Surrender to the belief that everything is happening for a reason. That every setback is just a setup for a miraculous comeback. Surrender to the divine wisdom that resides within you, guiding you every step of the way. The truth is, when we embrace faith and vision, when we hold on to that guiding light into the darkness, there is nothing that can stand in your way. So let's keep your eyes on the prize. Let's keep your faith strong and journey forward into a future filled with unlimited possibilities. You know, several years ago, in my 30s, I was in a traffic jam like a penguin in a sea of cars, and I just felt so hemmed in. You know, we talk about skinny jeans. I felt so hemmed in, like putting on a pair of skinny jeans after Thanksgiving dinner. We know that's not a great feeling. So this is how this day was for me in this hectic traffic. And then all of a sudden, it just dawned on me, why am I sitting here? Why don't I leave this crowd? Why don't I get out of this mess? This isn't where I am supposed to be. There has to be another direction. There has to be another way. So I turned around and made a U-turn so fast that my fellow drivers probably thought it was a stunt from the Fast and Furious movie. And I tell you, I took off so fast in the opposite way, I would have made a NASCAR driver extremely happy. And when I did that, I looked at it and said, you know, this is one of the greatest things that I could have done for my life, because I realized that making the move to turn around in another direction allowed me to understand that I do not have to allow anyone, any noise, any negativity to box me in to a place that I don't want to be. And when I made that decision, it was one of the most freeing things. I'm driving down the road with my hair blowing in the wind like a boss, and I'm really feeling so free and so happy and joyful that I made the decision to go at it at my own pace, stay in my own lane, and do exactly what I felt I was meant to do. So it's kind of like with God, right? Sometimes he nudges us in a different direction, urging us to step out in faith and trust his plan, even if it's a little crazy at first. But when we have the courage to listen and to follow his lead, we often find ourselves on the most incredible ventures and blessings beyond our wildest dreams, and realize that that blessing, if we did not go the other way, if we did not follow his instruction, we might have missed out on that blessing. Because the blessing, oftentimes, when you're thinking about giving up, the blessing is just right around the corner. And what a shame it would be for you, daughter of God, teen girl, daughter of God, to miss out on a miraculous blessing that God has in store for you, because you do not want to push through the crowd. Remember this, life is too short to get stuck in the slow lane. So don't be afraid to make a U-turn every now and again. And who knows, you might stumble up on your own little piece of joy, happiness, and living your full life's purpose. Let's talk about healing from within. So often we focus on healing our physical ailments, external wounds, but true healing, my friends, begins from within. It's about tending to the wounds of the heart, your soul, and our spirits. Think about it. How often do we neglect our inner well-being in pursuit of external validation or success? How often do we push aside our emotions, our fears, our traumas, hoping they'll just disappear on their own? But they won't disappear. They'll just grow and fester until they consume you from the inside out. So it's time to stand. It's time to prioritize your inner healing, your self-care, and your self-love. What does healing look like for you? What practices and what habits bring you back to a place of peace, wholeness, happiness, being in alignment with your true self? Authenticity is extremely important. We can walk around oftentimes pretending to be someone that we're not. We can walk around sometime with this facade of who we want our children, our friends, and our coworkers to think who we are. But one thing about it, when we go home and we close that door and we look in the mirror, who are you looking at? That is your real self. So I always say, when I'm coaching women or teen girls, I'm always saying to them to look in the mirror and ask yourself, are you happy with what you see? And when you lay down at night and put your head on the pillow, are you happy with the way that you led your life that day for Jesus Christ? Because oftentimes we think we're living our life for ourselves. We're really not. As a true Christian, we really should be living our life for Jesus Christ, and that means making the wise decisions and the decisions that we know that are in alignment with God. And one of the decisions is how we treat people. One of the other decisions is, are we being obedient to the instructions that God has given you? And when you lay your head down on your pillow at night, did you do everything that you could possibly do that day to follow the instruction that God has given you? Did you do everything that day to push through the crowd of the noise and the negativity so that you could be the best version of yourself and so that you could live your best life? Follow me for a moment. Jesus turning and seeing the woman, not just as a face in the crowd, as I said earlier, but as a valued daughter deserving of love and healing. He spoke words of affirmation and compassion over her. Just want you to just take this in for a minute. Take heart, daughter, your faith has healed you. That's not just for the woman in the Bible. That's for you today. That's for me today. That's for us to walk with that audacious, fearless, bold faith right now, today, knowing that we're healed and we're made whole, and not to allow anyone to take that right away from you. Now let's pause and reflect on those words for a minute. I want you to really think about it yourself. In a world that often seems to diminish our value and self-worth as women and teen girls, let us remember that our identity as beloved daughters of the Most High, college student, teenage girl, mother, wife, sister, and friend, you are loved, you are cherished beyond measure. You are the most beautiful thing in the world to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So why don't you feel that way about yourself? Faith, it is the power, it has the power to move mountains, to part seas, and to break chains. Isn't it so much easier to have faith and not to worry? Because if faith moves mountains, part seas, and break chains, why would you not want to live out your life with that bold, audacious faith that God expects for us to have without worrying. You know, yesterday I was looking out my window and there's this field back there and there were birds. There were so many birds. I've never seen that many. There had to have been at least 50 black birds. And I just remember looking and standing there, watching them with their beak down in the grass eating. Something must have been there for them because they were all flocked there. And then I looked over to the left in the field and there's this little bit of water. So about five of them flew over there and it came back to where I guess food is in this field for them because they were just there. And I just kind of looked and I started thinking, I wonder how many of us worry day to day, night after night, day after day, whether we're going to be able to pay our bills, whether our relationship is going to last, whether we're going to get the promotion on the job, whether we're going to get the funding for the company. I wonder how many nights do we stay awake worrying. Keep in mind, those birds outside my window yesterday, God provided that food for them. God provided the water for them. If he did that for those little black birds, why wouldn't he do the same for you today, tomorrow, and the next day? So why worry? Just give it a try and see what happens. And I promise if you pray and you meditate, mull over and over and over, our God is a good God. Our God is a faithful God. Our God came through for me yesterday. He'll come back through for me again tomorrow. He came through for me yesterday. He'll come back through for me next week. He came back through for me yesterday. He'll come back through for me again this month. It goes on and on and on. Go back and get your rock. And the rock is the favor, the blessings that God has already fulfilled in your life. And if he's done it before, why wouldn't he do it again? So I encourage you to take heart, daughter, because your faith has made you whole. I want you to embrace your identity and your worth with such boldness and confidence. Stand tall knowing that you're worthy of love, you're worthy of success, you're worthy of healing, you're worthy of all the blessings that God has promised to you. But here's the thing. Embracing our identity requires courage, it requires vulnerability, and it requires a willingness to stand in the face of adversity. Because if you don't stand for something, you will definitely fall for anything. So what are you standing for? So I want to ask you, my dear sisters, what does embracing your identity mean to you? Is it speaking up for yourself when someone tries to tear you down? Is it setting boundaries and saying no when someone's trying to tear you down and not treating you the way you intend on being treated? Is it surrounding yourself with people who are going to support you and love you and be your cheering crowd and say, hey, girl, I know you're having a moment and this is just a moment, but we're not going to stay stuck here. We're not going to be on the ground here. We're going to be, if we are on the ground, we're down on our knees. We are praising God. We're thanking God. We're giving him all the praise and honor and glory right now today for what we are asking for, but we're thanking him right now as though it has already come to fruition. And that's the type of sisterhood that we should have for one another. That type of sisterhood that we lock arms together and say, I know you feel down. I know the pressure is on you. I know the stress is there. I know that you do not know which way is up, but we're gonna lock arms together and we're gonna stand strong together, believing in God, praying together. We're gonna allow our faith to depart seas, break chains, and move mountains. Whatever it may be that you feel is holding you back from having that, I have a very good girlfriend and she calls it pit bull faith. Whatever it is that's causing you not to have that pit bull kind of faith, that pit bull hanging onto a doggy bone type of faith. Together, my dear sister, I encourage you because I'm standing with you. I'm walking with you. Not accepting anything less but to walk bold and courageous knowing who you are. So stand tall, put your shoulders back, hold your head up, feel a little taller, feel a little stronger, knowing that with every single step that you take today, tomorrow, the next day, and throughout the rest of your life, you're not taking it alone. It's just like footprints in the sand, which I love footprints in the sand. It says that it's in those moments that you think that you're walking alone. That is in the moment when Jesus Christ is carrying you. So you're never alone, my dear sister. You're never alone, teenage girl. God is with you every single step of the way. Allow him to carry you. Allow him to talk to you. Allow him to guide you. Allow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to be with you every single moment without shutting him out with worry, with fear, with depression, and with anxiety. I want to share a quote with you from an author. Her name is Marianne Williamson. This has always resonated with me, and I hope it resonates with you. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It's our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, a presence automatically liberates others. I hope this message has inspired you to face your fears, confront your doubts, and emerge stronger and more resilient than ever before. But your journey doesn't end here, ladies. Your journey doesn't end here, teen girl. As you leave today from this message and these lessons, take them back into your community, back into your school, back into your workplace, and back into your home. Remember, you're more powerful than you know. With faith as your guide, there's no obstacles too great. Renew your mind, casting aside limiting beliefs and fears. See yourself as God sees you, beloved and destined for greatness. Allow the story of the woman with an issue of blood to ignite courage within you, to ignite boldness and braveness within you. You're capable of achieving anything. Don't let the obstacles hold you back any longer. Push through the crowd. Knock every obstacle out of your way. Go forth with courage, knowing that God is with you. He's carrying you. He sees you. He hears you, mighty woman of God, strong woman of God, bold woman of God, intelligent woman of God, smart, wonderful, wonderful wonder of God. And remember, you are gorgeous. You are great. You were made to be perfection. You, my dear daughter, were made to live your best life. So don't let anyone hold you back. Always walk with the assurance of knowing that with faith, everything is possible. Back in a moment. Thank you. our show for today. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope that the pushing through the crowd message inspired you. Thank you for allowing me into your homes, your cars, your workplace, even your kitchen. I want to thank my producers, Sarah and Emilio, and the entire production team for your tireless work. I also want to thank my mentor, business consultant, and other producer, Miss Linda Gray. Linda, thank you so much for your belief in this wonderful show. There's so many other projects that I so look forward to us working on, empowering women and teen girls to cultivate a growth mindset. One woman, one teen girl at a time. If you would like to book me to speak at any of your upcoming events, please visit mindsetconnections.com. If you would like to hire me as a mindset life coach for you or your teen daughter or teen in your life, please visit mindsetconnections.com. If you would like to advertise your business or product on the show, please visit renewedmindspodcast.com. And if you would like to make a contribution to help us to be able to continue to bring content to the community of women and teen girls worldwide, please visit renewedmindspodcast.com. I am so excited to be here with you each and every time we have this show. I thank you for watching. I love you for watching. Bye, everybody.